Have you ever felt that quiet nudge inside, urging you towards something greater? That persistent feeling that there is more to life than what appears on the surface? Paulo Coelho's Warrior of the Light speaks directly to this intuition. Unlike conventional self-help literature, this spiritual manifesto doesn't offer quick fixes or seven steps to success. Instead, it presents a philosophical framework for those seeking deeper meaning in an increasingly superficial world. The book's genius lies in how it blends wisdom traditions from East and West, creating a universal blueprint for personal enlightenment that transcends religious boundaries while honoring them all. Like the boy in Coelho's prologue who searches for underwater bells that nobody else believes exist, we often sense something profound beneath the surface of our ordinary lives. The world may tell us it's imagination, yet something inside urges us to listen more carefully. This journey toward becoming a warrior of light begins not with extraordinary power, but with extraordinary commitment to your personal truth. What makes the Warrior of Light so fascinating is the embrace of seeming contradictions. This isn't choosing between strength or vulnerability, discipline or spontaneity, solitude or connection. It's integrating these apparent opposites into a harmonious whole. Like a skilled dancer who knows when to advance and retreat, the warrior shows unwavering resolve in battle, yet mercy in victory. This isn't inconsistency, but wisdom about what different moments require. When facing challenges, the warrior draws from both analytical thinking and intuitive knowing. Sometimes careful planning serves best. Other times, immediate action guided by instinct is needed. This flexible response extends to emotional life. The warrior feels deeply, experiencing joy, sorrow, fear, and love with full intensity, yet maintains inner equilibrium. The warrior also balances independence with interconnection. The path often requires standing alone, yet the warrior never forgets being part of something larger. This prevents isolation without creating dependency. The warrior's way honors tradition while remaining open to new ideas, respecting what came before while adapting to present circumstances. What sustains the Warrior of Light through difficulty is active trust in what cannot yet be seen. Like scientists pursuing theories before confirmation, warriors commit to possibilities that haven't materialized. This faith operates on multiple levels: faith in personal mission, human potential, and meaning even in suffering. When facing obstacles, the warrior refuses to accept limitation as final. Instead of asking, "Is this possible?" they ask, "How might this become possible?" This shift transforms barriers into challenges and dead ends into detours. Most challenging is maintaining faith during the dark night of the soul, periods when inspiration vanishes and doubt dominates. During these spiritual winters, the warrior continues practicing disciplines and honoring commitments, trusting spring will return. This faith coexists with practical action. The warrior doesn't merely wait for miracles, but works diligently while remaining open to unexpected assistance. As the proverb says, "Trust in God, but tie your camel," combining spiritual receptivity with pragmatic effort to develop transcendent resilience. The Warrior of Light's battlefield isn't a mythical realm, it's everyday life. The most significant confrontations occur in ordinary moments, choosing honesty when deception seems easier, showing compassion when provoked, or persisting when comfort beckons. These small choices constitute the warrior's true arena. Daily opportunities to practice warrior principles abound. The morning alarm: do you rise with purpose or procrastinate? A colleague takes credit for your work. Do you respond with resentment or maintain integrity? Plans collapse. Do you surrender to frustration or adapt creatively? These mundane moments reveal the warrior's development more accurately than dramatic tests. The warrior transforms routine into ritual through presence. Washing dishes becomes meditation on impermanence. Commuting becomes an opportunity for gratitude. Waiting in line offers practice and patience. By infusing ordinary activities with awareness, the warrior discovers sacred dimensions in daily life, bringing mountaintop clarity to valley activities. Even seemingly insignificant interactions carry profound importance. A moment of genuine attention might transform someone's day. When we recognize the sacred within ordinary experience, we maintain spiritual connection without retreating from worldly engagement. In a world that rewards conformity, the warrior of light walks a solitary path from commitment to personal truth, not antisocial tendency. This solitude requires courage to defend unpopular perspectives when easier options exist. The warrior speaks truth even when silence would bring greater comfort. The warrior demonstrates courage by pursuing an authentic path rather than following prescribed routes to success. While others climb predictable career ladders, the warrior follows internal guidance that may lead in unexpected directions. Those we most admire often followed their unique calling, despite pressure to conform. The warrior values connection, but refuses to sacrifice authenticity for belonging, discerning which traditions serve growth and which perpetuate limitation. While respecting established spiritual traditions, the warrior follows direct experience rather than dogma. The wise warrior seeks teachers and studies ancient wisdom, but authority remains with personal discernment. By maintaining integrity, the warrior of light brings fresh insights to a world needing authentic presence. For the warrior of light, failure isn't final, but formative. Not an endpoint, but a crucial ingredient in eventual success. Like alchemists transforming base metals into gold, the warrior transmutes apparent defeat into wisdom, resilience, and renewed purpose. This alchemical process begins with honest acceptance. When plans collapse, the warrior acknowledges disappointment without denial or self-criticism, creating space for learning rather than defensive justification. They ask, "What can this teach me?" instead of, "Who can I blame?" Every failure contains valuable information about our strengths, limitations, and approach. By examining these insights with curiosity rather than shame, we transform setback into education. The warrior recognizes that failure often redirects energy toward more appropriate paths. What initially seems like devastating loss frequently creates space for something better aligned with our true purpose. Importantly, failure builds resilience. Each time we fall and rise again, our emotional muscles strengthen. This growing capacity to withstand difficulty becomes one of our greatest assets, developed because of our failures, not despite them. The Warrior of Light's path never truly ends. It continually unfolds, revealing new dimensions of challenge and growth. Like the boy who heard underwater bells after months of patient listening, we develop sensitivity to subtle realities inaudible to distracted minds. This transforms our journey from linear progression into spiral evolution through expanding awareness. Each morning offers fresh opportunity to recommit to warrior principles, each interaction a chance to embody warrior values. This perpetual beginning prevents the staleness that might otherwise accompany experience. With maturity comes recognition that life's most significant dimensions contain mystery that can be approached but never fully resolved, a realization that liberates us from needing complete understanding before taking action. We recognize fellow warriors through their quality of presence, not external markers. Some appear in unexpected places, radiating authentic wisdom through ordinary lives. At advanced stages, we don't follow the path. We become the path. Listen carefully. The underwater bells are already ringing.